understand. Let's talk a little bit about brand new assistant scoutmasters. This can be very challenging and very rewarding at the same time. It's important that we understand the fears and trepidation of most people when they first get into a leadership position. It can seem almost overwhelming, but they need to take it step by step. Here are 10 essential tips for any new leader in any scout unit. As a scout-facing leader, you must work with the scoutmaster. Eventually, the training that you're going to go through is essentially the same as the scoutmaster's. And all too often, people tend to try to reinvent the wheel. There's no need to. Scouting is a tried and true process of leadership. And at the end of it all, we just promise to do our best. The first essential tip is know the scout oath and scout law. This needs to be committed to memory. Know all of the words and how it's constructed. Also, the keywords we use in our scout law, all of the meaning that's behind that. Always keep in mind that the foundation of scouting is based in the scout oath and scout law. And this is a guide for both the youth and the adult leaders. Number two, make sure that you get all the training you possibly can. There are three types of training that you need to think about. Online training is critical to keeping your membership current, primarily in regards to youth protection. This needs to be up to date and current the entire time you are an adult leader. It expires in only 2 years. So please always monitor this and never let it lapse. All of your courses are online through Scouting U. An assistant scoutmaster will do the scoutmaster's training. Once completed, print out the certificate and make sure that the advancement people of the troop have it on file. The second big training that's out there is classroom. Many councils and districts will offer courses on scouting skills that would be important to make sure that you do that training. The third part of that training is ongoing. Every council or district has a roundtable. This is also known as a powwow, and this is a monthly gathering of all of the adult leaders on the same day, at the same time, and usually the same location. This is the continuation of training. It gives you the dates and contacts and might even do little supplement things through the roundtable breakout sessions. Tip number three, get to know your scouters, your other leaders in the unit. Get to know what their interests, their hobbies, their strengths. Do they golf? Do they hunt? Do they do fishing? You know, these are things that you can find out, and it really helps build a rapport. As the new leader in the group, it's important that you also share your interests. Tip number four, be a team player. If you see something going on that is outside of the control of the unit leader, step in, step up, and try to help out. A lot of units, especially when a merit badge university is coming up, will have what I call the blue card piranha pool. Scouts have to have a scout master or an assistant scout master's approval on the blue card. Now, you want to work with your scout master to make sure that they're aware of what's going on as far as the merit badge. But this is a great way to be that team player to step in and help out. And that's what you're there to do. Tip number five, always be prepared. Making sure that you have the necessary tools and knowledge to be helpful. The adult leadership is there to assist, mentor, and coach the youth leadership. Helping them be prepared is the key to successful leadership. In addition to that, being prepared to step in for the scoutmaster if they're called away. Make sure you have the codes and the contacts and all of the stuff you need to make sure that the youth meeting is not interrupted. Always be prepared that you may have the meeting outside of the building if you can't get in or if there's something else scheduled using your normal space. being courteous and kind to our charter is important. So this might be something you need to be prepared for, having your meetings outdoors. Tip number 6, communication, communication, communication. It is so important. All too often, the critical part of communication is listening. Many times, there's a big difference between listening and hearing. When you are communicating effectively, you listen and repeat back to the person who was talking what they said. This is the highest form of communication. So communication is key. It'll provide clear directions to everyone you're working with. And this is true in scouting and outside of scouting. Tip number 7, lead by example. Demonstrate the values of scouting through your actions and behavior. It is critical that adult leaders go by the Scout Oath and Scout Law. It is incredibly difficult to regain your honor or trustworthiness if you don't lead by example. Remember to be the example, not the exception. Tip number 8, encourage your youth leadership and help them develop leadership skills and make sure that there are opportunities for them to lead and make decisions. Always remember, the adult leader is the coach, the mentor of the youth leadership. Tip number 9, promote safety. One of the primary responsibilities of all adult leadership is to be thinking of safety. It is critical that you download and read the Guide to Safe Scouting. And whenever plans are being made and the youth are making these plans, you need to be there to guide them to making sure that they're not in violation of any safety protocols. The 10th tip, have fun. Scouting is an experience like no other. The adult leaders that donate their time to go on campouts, to go to summer camp, go on canoe trips, climb mountains. These are great memories for the adults, mentoring and guiding youth towards leadership skills. Your time as an assistant scoutmaster is short. It can be anywhere from 2 to 8 years, seems to be the average. So make lots of really good memories for the future. When thinking back on your experiences with the troop, it will always bring a smile to your face and to your heart. Again, thank you so much for volunteering to join us in the adult leadership crew. And if you ever have any questions or need guidance, there are many resources within your troop. Following these 10 essential tips can really help your experience and guiding the Scouts of the Future is what we're about. Until next time, I'll see you on the trail.